Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Friday morning at 8:33, and it is time for our Friday Food Club. And when CB2 closed its doors on Norfolk Street, many worried what would follow. Then came the news that the space would be taken over by community cafe Thrive. But before they could get underway, lockdown began. The good news is that they're now running with a coffee and cake takeaway. More to come, and James Green is on the line. Morning to you, James.
Good morning, Julian. How are you?
Very well, thank you very much. Thank you for joining us. Where do we start? Well, cake, I guess, is the best place. how's it all working? What do you have on offer?
Thank you for the intro, and thank you for having us on.
You're very welcome.
So we've kind of whimsically called it Cake Away. So we are doing a number of sweet treats with a couple of savoury options as well available. So lots of cakes, lots of great things coming from our kitchen. So we're very much providing a lot of kind of homemade options for people, and aware of dietary requirements as well. So there's some gluten-free bits there. But yeah, come along, see what we've got. We've got an ever-changing menu, daily changing. So brownies, cakes of the day, plant-based croissants, which are a rarity.
A plant-based croissant? What are you doing? Is it how does it differ from the traditional one I might pick up at a baker's somewhere?
Sure. So obviously, Thrive at its very core is a plant-based cafe and bistro. So all our products are free of animal produce. So it's a simple substitute, really. We know the traditional croissant is very buttery. And it's a simple substitution in there for a vegetable margarine. So we've got brilliant blueberry croissants on today. We've had people sample them yesterday and great feedback.
So by plant-based, you mean vegan or just vegetarian?
We mean vegan.
Okay.
So the vegan diet, if you like, excludes all animal products, whereas a vegetarian diet will include some things like dairy products. So what we aim to do is bring very much plant-based food into the mainstream and show that we can normalise a lot of products that might normally contain dairy and eggs and, you know, fish and meat as well.
So I'm off to see my mother tomorrow morning. So what should I swing by in terms of cake and pick up and bring her?
Depending on what she likes, obviously, but we've got a great harvest cake on offer, which is a bit like the traditional carrot cake, but it's got some apple in there as well, some designated coconut, some kind of pistachio seeds on top. But by all means, pick her up one of everything.
I think I might have a go. I have a nut allergy, which is always dangerous with vegetarian vegan food. But bar the pistachios, that sounded great. How does it work? Do we physically go in the cafe, or are you doing it from the hatchway, which I think CB2 used to have round the side?
Yeah, sure. So we're obviously doing everything that we can to abide by social distancing regulations. So at the moment, we're serving from our front door. So our customers will come to the front door to order. We're then using our hatch, as you rightly mentioned there, to serve the order from. So order from the front door and then make your way round to our piazza area, and your order will be delivered there with the cakes, the fresh coffee, drinks, and as I say, a number of kind of savoury bits which have gone down very well as well.
That sounds good. How far away are you from starting the cafe itself up?
So we are very close, I think it's fair to say. We only want to let people in the building when we're very confident that A, it's safe. That's our primary concern for our staff and obviously members of the public that might come into the building. I think it's not going to be this weekend, but it's very near to us being fully open and letting people in, but still abiding by those social distancing regulations. So we'll have a number of procedures in place that will keep everyone safe and obviously still creating that happy environment which we want for everyone.
I mentioned at the top of the programme, you took over the CB2 space and the signs went up, I think, opening in the spring. And then, of course, the lockdown happened. How did you and your colleagues feel about that? It must have been a bit of a blow on the edge of opening, and then to have the dream, if you like, snatched away from you.
Yeah, I think a bit of a blow is a little bit of an understatement. Unfortunately for us, we were devastated and disheartened that, you know, we got this project started. We took over an institution, if you like, in CB2. It'd been a mainstay of many kind of Cambridge residents and beyond for a number of years. And many people have fond memories of it. So to sign for the place in February and then a month later be told that we've all got to stay indoors was, you know, the kind of pinnacle, really, of blows that we could have received. But we were determined, I think it's fair to say, as a team, not to let that put an end to the project. And obviously, 3 months later, here we are. We've opened the doors,
so
we'll be in a limited capacity.
Yeah, when you do open, presumably you only be able to do a few of the things that you wanted to do, simply because you have to create space around everybody and everything.
Absolutely. We're very lucky in a way that the building has good capacity. That's going to be halved, obviously, at the very least. So we will have tables spaced out. We will, as I alluded to earlier, have a number of measures in place in terms of serving our guests and maintaining a distance. But the very ethos of Thrive is to create a community hub. And so there's two function spaces within it where we intend to do yoga, you know, holistic kind of therapies. We have a basement area where we're licensed for music, so it's available for use for music.
So the music will
nights,
the music
private
will
hire.
Come right. So the music will come back to CB2 once, or Thrive. Sorry, the music will come back. But presumably that's another thing. We just because you know that basement's a great area, but probably not helpful against current guidelines.
No, absolutely. It is a great area. It has a raised stage area where, again, we hope to reinstate the dance classes that happen there. As I say, acoustic nights. It can be used for private parties. When music is allowed and gatherings are allowed, obviously we intend on using the basement and the hive, which we've christened the room upstairs, for a whole variety, a whole plethora of things, really, and to create not only a cafe and a bistro but a community space.
Well, I hope very much that you're able to get that underway in not too time at all. Something I wanted to get your thoughts on, James. We heard in the news yesterday that another big restaurant chain, the company which operates both Café Rouge and Bella Italia, shutting down a whole load of branches, including a couple in Cambridge. And I'm wondering if that creates more room for independence, or if it's simply a declining market. You know, both Café Rouge and Bella Italia were in a bit of trouble even before the lockdown happened.
Yeah, sure. Obviously, our thoughts go out to those who have lost jobs during this time. It's very sad for many people that they've been put in a difficult position. In terms of the industry, obviously, it is strange times. We're very much bucking the trend, if you like, by opening a new place during a lockdown when many businesses are struggling, and it's been obviously testing times. The chain restaurants, like you say, it might make room for independents such as ourselves. We've got a very kind of niche business and a unique selling point, I think. So
I guess that is kind of the difference, really. Now, Café Rouge and Bella Italia have been around in some form or another for a good, you know, 20 years or so, and really they haven't changed much. And I think that perhaps what you're doing, you are, you know, many people are looking at a vegetarian diet, a vegan diet, certainly a more healthy diet, and maybe that is what people want these days.
Yeah, I mean, we very much hope so. Obviously, there's a big shift happening Nowadays, they say, you know, one in four, 25 and under, identify as vegetarian or vegan now. It was the biggest trend on Google in 2018 in terms of, obviously, diet and lifestyle. So there is a shift that people are looking at alternative lifestyles, alternative diets, and we're very much hoping that we'll get the support of people wanting to investigate that diet that might not have looked at it before.
Well, James, thank you very much for joining us. I wish Thrive all the best. People can pop round for the cake if they want to now, right at the top of Norfolk Street. I think I might do that either later today. What are your opening hours? Just so I don't go around disappointed.
Sure, yeah. So we're opening, obviously, limited hours at the moment, 10 till 6, Monday to Friday, and we're hoping to open for longer on a Saturday, but definitely open tomorrow from 10 o'clock as well, perhaps open a little bit later in the evening. So, yeah, please do come along. We're serving great fresh coffee from the local kind of roastery as well.
Sounds pretty good. Now, James, we always ask our Friday Food Club guests, what are they eating this weekend? So what are your culinary plans?
Sure. I mean, I'll be spending a lot of time at the cafe, obviously. So I guess I'll be sampling a lot of cake as well. In terms of my own cooking, I am a great fan of the Sunday roast. That's obviously a vegan version, if you like, a plant-based one. So Sunday evening, I might be treating myself to that.
Okay, sounds pretty good. Well, can you get fat on vegan cake? Is it calorie free? Is it good for you? For plants. Oh, have we lost James? Oh, I lost him just at a bit of an inopportune moment there. We'll never find out as to whether or not vegan cake is healthy. Oh, dear. Well, James, thank you very much. If you can still hear me, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's James Green, who is with Thrive, which is open now for coffee and cake on the corner of Norfolk Street. Looking pretty good on the road. No immediate problems to worry about by the looks of things. Sensors and cameras showing it's all clear. It's 8:45 and we're back with some entertainment news next.
Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105.